The nonprofit that provides public bus service to Rutland may have to make some painful cuts. That's if local residents say no next Tuesday to a $46,000 funding request. A request for the same amount of money for Marble Valley Regional Transit was narrowly voted down last year. BPR's Nina Keck has more.
It's late morning, and 90-year-old Mary Johnson is waiting for the bus at a Rutland senior housing complex.
I depend on the bus to get me to the hospital, to doctor's appointments, to the bank, to do all my errands. I have family I could ask, but I would rather not, so this keeps me independent.
A few moments later, Johnson climbs on board a red and white bus. It covers one of five fixed routes in the city. Marble Valley Regional Transit also runs commuter, skiing, hospital, and shopping buses, and serves a number of outlying towns. Minga Dana, Marble Valley Regional Transit's executive director, says they provided about 700,000 rides last year, with fares ranging from 25 to 50 cents. But while ridership is up nearly 3%, Dana says she was shocked last year when, unlike outlying towns that approve their funding, city voters narrowly turned down the bus's request for $46,000. Dana says that local money helps them leverage state and federal transportation funds, and two no votes in a row will likely mean cuts.
I don't believe we'll cancel service, but we will have to make some adjustments to cut back some of the service, which would really be a difficult decision for the seniors that are our staunch supporters and don't drive anymore, and for the low income, which don't have vehicles and need to get to jobs.
But Jay Grimes, who manages the Meadows, a retirement complex and assisted living facility in Rutland Town, says the no vote should serve as a wake-up call. He says he approached transit officials 3 years ago about creating a stop for his residents, but he was told the bus's 30-minute routes couldn't be changed to accommodate that, and setting up a separate bus was incredibly costly.
My thoughts were, hey, we've got the potential of 150 people that could be customers that would pay every time they went, and they didn't want to come out of their way to pick them up.
Rutland resident Maurice Cedar rides the bus all the time and encourages city residents to support it, but she too believes the service needs to be redesigned.
The routes were set up years ago when there was less traffic in the city, okay? And an hourly bus would be fine, and the drivers wouldn't have to race to get back to the transit center. So it's a waste having a bus every half hour.
Marble Valley Regional Transit's Minga Dana says with current funds in question, redesigning or expanding their services will only get harder. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.